Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Phyllis has told you this herself. We've been married, going on 28 years now. And the first several years of our marriage was pretty rough. And one of the things that we had an issue over, and I'm not telling you anything she hadn't told in public, so. Early on, the Lord taught me about submission and authority. And anything that you preach about submission applies to the man just like the woman. And there's areas where all of us are to submit. And a whole lot of folk just don't even know what submission is at all. And that's one reason we've got so many problems. And then you got people that get in the ditch on the other side of the road and they holler about, you know, woman, submit. You better submit to me. The Lord never told the man to do anything about his wife submitting. Husbands, your wives, submission to you is none of your business. It is not for you to say a word about it. Husbands, listen to me. Never, ever, ever tell your wife, submit to me. Never. No way you can make right out of it. The Bible never said, husbands, make your wives submit. It's not in there. It said, wives. He's not even talking to the husbands. Wives, what? Submit yourselves. But the Lord dealt with me about it, that I was supposed to be the head of my house. Love head. And that I was supposed to lead. Well, Phyllis had problems with that. Those of you in the marriage meeting, you know, she went into great detail about it. And we had problems. Because somebody's got to give in. Did you hear me? Yeah. Mrs. Well, no, it's a mutual thing. Marriage is a 50-50 proposition. No, it is not. Yeah. Ain't no scripture for that. That's just like a church being a congregational rule. Did you hear me?
No.
They're supposed to be a head. They're supposed to be a daddy. Right? These verses are not politically correct. Do you understand that? People have come up with a better idea. And two big issues that were going on, and we're very open with you guys. Phyllis had to deal with fears that if she submitted to me, she's going to lose her identity and her freedom. Did you hear me? Do you see this phrase right here? What? Why did it come up? As long as you do well and are what? Not afraid. That's why people don't submit. Fear. That's why people don't submit to God. Well, I don't know. What if I just completely sold out to God and just did anything and everything He told me to do? What if I did that? I'd no longer be in control. Right? Well, I'd lose myself, right? That's the plan. That's not like the scripture's not even in the Bible. He that loses his or her life, what'll happen? You'll find it. What if you hold on to it? I gotta be in control. I don't trust anybody else. I gotta do it. You will lose it, Jesus said. It'll slip like sand through your fingers. Well, we had some rough spots. I'd not lie to you about it. Man, we had some nights where all night long. And see, the pressure is on me now to give in. To keep peace. Did you hear me? To let her have her way. Because, you know, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody I don't like that phrase. That ain't true in my house. Ain't true in this church. If mama ain't happy, she needs to get happy.
Amen.
She needs to get right with God. So does daddy.
Right?
And the reason I say it is because it is such a deal. Man, I'm telling you. There are all kind of houses. All kind of houses. The woman rules the roost. And if the man tries to buck it, it is hell to pay. It's cold in the bedroom. And it don't end for months. And so people get to the place where they think, it ain't worth this. And so they give in. Same thing in churches. There's all kind of churches where the pastor's not the head. He don't lead. He's always giving in. Why? Because somebody's going to pitch a fit. He's always giving in. Why? Afraid somebody might leave. Afraid somebody might pull their support. Afraid the fear of man brings a snare. It brings a trap. And once you go that way, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And so the pastor gets to the point where all the time he's running around trying to make sure this was not offended. Trying to make sure this was not offended. Oh, did I say something wrong? I'm sorry. Well, I won't talk on that like that. We won't teach on that because it might offend some visitors. We won't talk about that. And friend, you just lose your power and you got a form of godliness, but nothing to back it up. I don't want anybody offended because of me doing something dumb. Did you hear what I'm saying? I don't want to run anybody off because of me not having wisdom or not doing the right thing. But the important thing is that we do what He wants. That every time I leave this place, I'm thinking, well, Lord, I did the best I knew to say what You gave me to say. I was not afraid to say it. I was not afraid to do it. Right? And so there came a time in our life, I'm just being honest and open, there came a time in our life where I had to deal with fear that if I didn't give in, we were not going to make it. Did you hear me? And there was tremendous pressure on me. There were some other folk that joined in too. You know, I got to change. But I knew in my heart that if I did, I'd be compromising what the Lord had shown me in the Word. And if I did, it was going to carry over into my ministry. It was going to carry over into my church. It was going to carry, I didn't know I was going to have a church at that time, but it was going to carry over into things. And so I had to make up my mind. I refused to fear. I refused to fear. And thanks be unto God, Phyllis overcame her fears. And I overcame my fears. And today we have freedom. I said, today we have freedom. Today we have peace. Are you with me now? Oh, friend, it's so important. It's so important. You trust God. There were times serving with Brother Hagin, Senior. That he had something on his heart and mind to do, and it was not exactly what I thought. But when you're not in agreement with somebody that's over you, now what's it time to do? Submit. And so then what do you got to do when you submit? You've got to trust God. And you got to trust them. Is that right? That even if they make a mistake, God's going to help them because you're doing what He told you to do. Right? Even if they mess up or blow it. Your husband I'm talking about, or whoever, or the leader of some situation. You got to trust that because I'm doing what the Lord told me to do, even if they make a mistake, He's going to take care of me. Right? And you find He will. He will help people. He will show them. He'll correct them. He'll change things. Because you're obeying Him, and now you're in the flow, and you're not being led by fear. Have you ever experienced it? Don't raise your hand. Just look straight ahead. But it came to the point of submitting in an area. And your flesh, man, your flesh will get to the point where it realizes it's not going to get its way. And it acts like a drowning man. It starts clawing and going, no, 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 I can't. I'll lose my identity. I'll lose my freedom. I'll lose. And when you do that, what is that? Fear. Fear. And if you're led by that, are you being led by the Holy Spirit? No. You're being led by the spirit of fear, which is the spirit of the enemy. Said out loud, I refuse to fear. Go to Hebrews 13, and this is it, I believe. I believe we're closed with this. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, verse 5. He said, let your conversation, your way of life, be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How many believe that? Come on, that's not enough hands. Come on, how many say, I believe he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He will never, never, never. He said, so that we may what? Boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. Listen to the Amplified. He said, we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Why so bold? Because if God is for me, who can be against me? Right? If he's looking out for me, he's bigger than your husband. He's bigger than your wife. He's bigger than your pastor. He's bigger than your boss. He's bigger than your leader. He's bigger than whoever's in office. He's bigger. He's bigger. He's greater. And if I trust in him and I know how much he loves me and I know he's never going to leave me, he's never going to leave me hanging out to dry, then that love pushes out that fear. It casts it out. It throws it out. And I become fear-free. Free from all fears. Would you stand on your feet, please?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear of Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803F. That's R803F. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and the congregation of Faith Life Church will be welcoming Jesse Duplantis on Sunday, June 26th. Join us as Brother Jesse shares a mix of strong biblical preaching and hilarious life lessons. Service starts at 10 a.m. and child care will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.